Could you put the cows all in one big room?
Yeah, they kept them separate.
You had to tie them up or something.
Had them. Didn't hardly ever put any more than one in a stall.
I see, and had separate places for them.
It'd be the barn would be divided up into different sections, you know, fashion them up separate.
When you milk a cow, do you have to do that every day?
Twice a day.
Oh,
morning and night.
What happens if you don't do it?
Well, the milk would soon go bad.
Really? Then
and she'd get sick.
Oh, really?
And drying the cow's sack, too. She just drop them down dry.
Is there any, once when a cow goes dry, can they ever be milked again?
After they have a
calf,
they'll be fresh again.
That works again.
But don't ruin the sack, but ruin the sack, though.
What does it mean to ruin the sack?
Well,
the milk just cakes up inside, you know, and it gets infected.
Oh, I see.
It won't have no milk.
I guess it can hurt the cow, make her sick.
Yeah, I guess you sit beside just that hurting of the sack.
Oh, yeah. When you milk the cat, you have to milk in the morning, in the afternoon, or night or something. How much, I don't know if you can measure, but how much milk do they get usually from one milking?
Well, there's a difference in cows. Don't give much again to others.
Good cow would give 4 or 5 gallons a day.
Now,
oh, really?
It depends on the feed you fed them.
Yeah, and how much you fed them, how good a pasture you had for them to graze in.
Yeah, did they give less milk in the winter, I guess?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
You have to feed them real good if they gave as much in the winter as they did in the summer.
What did you do? I guess you didn't do anything to the milk like they do now, you know, pasteurizing it or curing it or do something.
No. We just pasteurize it. We just try to keep the vegetables scalded and clean and strain it through a cloth, you know, if there's any trash or anything, got any while you milk it, strain it out. Then we try to keep it cool. If we didn't have refrigerators though, we had to keep it in the cellar. Some people would have a bucket, I have done that some, put it in the well bucket and let it down, way down in the well, you know, and fasten it up so it won't go on down to the water.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps it real cool that way. It's a lot of trouble.
If you, how many cows would most families have, just one or two or a couple?
Hardly ever more than two.
Uh-huh. I guess that'd be
that is giving milk at the same time.
I see. Well, did was there just who had bulls? If you wanted your cow to get bred,
well,
did you
it's
have to
just
take it away?
Certain people. There wouldn't be everybody didn't keep.
Not them. Everybody had a bull. I think I got it straight now. I don't let you people go. You've been pretty kind.
Well, if there's anything else you want to ask about?
I'm kind of running out of questions. I know I'm going to get home and say, oh, I forgot this and this and this. You know, that's the way it was last time. I left and then I got home and said, oh, I forgot this and I should have asked about that. I listened to the tape over and I thought, all these questions I wanted to ask. I should have. That's what I did. I did write some of it down, but, you know, you lose the paper and then you're stuck. I don't know. I wonder if I can get Beth to take to go up to the mill with me, maybe we'll stop and you can see her baby or something. If you can't, because I know you'd just love to see her baby.
I'd be glad to see it.
She's cute. She's